It's a Tuesday in mid-August when I get the call. Ben has kept me up half the night and I've come to the office with his lunch bag, pureed carrot and ricotta, Marmite soldiers, Peppa Pig yogurt, while he's at nursery with mine, tuna bean salad and fizzy water. It's 11:30 when the phone rings and I'm playing the game I play where I divide the day into manageable quarters. I've already made it from breakfast to the mid-morning crime team diary meeting and, by lunchtime, I'll be halfway there. There will only be another two quarters of the day. I can't even begin to think about it as a 14-hour stretch. That's way too long, until I can crawl back under the duvet and close my eyes, even if just for a little while. I pick up the phone. Lucy, our receptionist, says, "Annalise Finch for you." And then she's gone. "Sarah, how are you?" Annalise speaks earnestly into the receiver with an emphasis on the "you." She waits for an answer, which not everybody does. "Yeah, good, good," I tell her. And then I feel the bitter sting of tears. This is my latent Pavlovian response to any gesture of kindness towards me, no matter how small. Annalise is an ex-work colleague, but I also think of her as a friend. Do I tell her that I haven't had a decent night's sleep in months? That my head is throbbing and my eye sockets ache? Do I warn her that I'm scared to open my mouth and talk on days like today for fear of jumbling up my sentences or dropping nouns? I know Annalise well enough to know that she's not the sort of person that judges you. And besides, she's a woman who has had small children, so she's halfway to knowing what this is like. Although her children are ordinary, regular children, of course. Her children are normal.